He's a big man.
Aye,
but his wife's bigger.
He can shout loud.
Aye, but his wife can shout louder.
He wears the Ben Nevis kilt.
Aye, but his wife wears the trousers.
So it's Lord Ben Nevis, monarch of the Glen, we're kidnapping.
Aye, but the question is, will his wife want him back?
The Monarch of the Glen by Compton Mackenzie. Freely dramatised by Ron Butlin, with Crawford Logan as Ben Nevis. The time, the 1930s. The place, Glen Bogle Castle in the Highlands of Scotland.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
So you're the new special gamekeeper?
Yes, Lord Ben Nevis, I'm Kilpatrick.
Well, Kilpatrick, the game you're after is two-legged hikers, campers, that sort of bolshy riff-raffer. We'll get you a dog tomorrow. Do you like dogs?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you won't like Anya. Nobody does, especially hikers. You're not allowed to shoot them, of course. More's the pity. Just apprehend them. Today's the first day of the grouse season, so we don't want them disturbing the birds and getting in the line of fire. Much too tempting, what?
Yes, sir.
Fine beard you've got there, eh? Biblical looking. So you go and put the fear of God into them. Or even better, the devil. On you go.
Goodbye, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Hector! Hector! You're turning funny, are you?
Father?
You're not turning funny, my lad.
No, my turns are just like he says, here in Mrs. Finchley's modern ballroom dancing for the modern man, which I got for the ball tomorrow. See the drawing? These fish things are the modern man's feet. 1, 2, 3...
Dancing on your own?
Well, you jolly well do it. What's the Highland Fling?
Oh, stop dabbling, Hector. Now, those Americans should have been here hours ago. Haven't they got a calendar? Don't they know that today is the 12th? The glorious 12th? Not that you're coming shooting, my lad, not after last year, but still, this is the most important 12th of your life.
It is?
One day, Hector, God help us, you as my only son will inherit the title. You will be Lord Ben Nevis of Glen Bogle, and you'll inherit the castle, if it's not fallen down by then. It's time you were married.
You mean a girl?
I mean money. No money, and there'll be no castle. These Americans, if they ever get here, have money and a daughter.
But Father...
You will woo her and win her, my lad, and no buts about it. It wasn't easy talking them into this visit. I stretched the family tree a bit. I'll deal with Mr. Royd, so you and his daughter Myrtle have plenty of time together. Think what $1 million could do for Glen Bogle. Now, they're only here for a week, so you've got to move fast, but not too fast. Be friendly to start with, then charming. Show her around the place, a walk by the loch, a look through the family album, a stroll in the moonlight. Be nice to her. Give her flowers, chocolates, sing to her, write her a poem, carve her name on a tree.
Just a minute.
No buts, I said. You've only a few days. Be fascinating. A squeeze of her hand by tomorrow lunchtime. Don't kiss her till you're sure, but then don't stop. $1 million, remember?
I will not.
You're all that's between us and the poor house. Romance, Hector, and speed.
No, no, no.
That sounds like them at last. Think of your mother and father in their old age.
Wow, Pop, look at that.
Gee, Myrtle.
I can feel it right here in my heart. Turrets, battlements, what a sight. It's so historic.
It's so old.
Our family's old ancestral castle, Pop. This is where we belong. Remember what Ben Nevis told us at the clan get-together in New York? Our kin are always waiting to welcome us back home, he said. So here we are.
It's falling down. Look, Myrtle, there's a big hole in that
wall. That'll be for shooting arrows out of.
Are they Red Indians or what? Who are they shooting at?
Other clans, Pop. Family feuding. Ben Nevis is a fighting warrior chief, remember? And this is his castle.
It looks more like an overgrown lump of European cheese. Dirty, full of holes, and going green.
That's the ivy.
It's mold.
Camouflage, Pop, for when there's a siege.
No wonder your mother wanted to stay in London, and I wish I'd stayed with her. We could have taken in a few shows, gone to the races.
Now, Pop, you're gonna love it here. When we met him, Lord Ben Nevis said he was sure we were kin. Here's the ancient ancestral bell pool. What a moment this is. Darn it.
See what I mean? If you're gonna knock, don't knock too hard, is my advice. And stand well back.
Time for a very quick whiskey, Mr. Royd, before we get going.
Chester, please, my lord.
Ben Nevis, please. Sorry about your wait at the front door. Toker will fix the bell, don't worry. Now, my dear, Myrtle, isn't it? Whiskey for you?
Usquebay, I think you call it. Just a heel tap, thanks.
Can I hear music, a dance band?
Hector, my son, and his gramophone. He's fond of dancing. Hunt balls tomorrow. Now then, slant you up.
Cheers.
100,000 welcomes, as we say, on today of all days. Now, we must hurry. You have to change your clothes, of course.
But this is my best.
Precisely. You can't go shooting dressed like that. Never get the blood out. I'll speak to Toker. Front door in 10 minutes.
Golly, Pop. Only just arrived, and you're feuding already. Excited?
Yeah, I better sit down.
Sit down? Nothing. Where's the clan spirit?
Clan spirit? Nothing. Where's the car? Let's make a run for it while the going's good.
Mr. Royd, sir.
Orgy, pardon us, mister. We were just leaving.
5'10". Sir.
He's measuring me up already. Yeah, goodbye, mister.
My name is Toker, sir. His lordship's butler. I will bring some hunting tweed to your room, sir.
Hunting?
Grouse, sir. The gentlemen have been awaiting your arrival, sir, rather eagerly, and are still waiting. It is the 12th. If you will come with me, sir, Lady MacDonald of Ben Nevis will be here shortly to welcome you, miss.
These are grouse or big birds, target-wise?
The gun is considerably bigger, sir.
What a glorious, glorious day!
1 and 2 and 3. Hello. You must be Miss Royd.
Myrtle, please. And you must be Hector. Pleased to meet you.
I was dancing, Mrs. Finchley's book, with diagrams.
I like dancing.
Oh, do you?
Aren't you going shooting with the others?
Father won't let me. Actually, fact is, last year I shot someone.
I'm sorry?
It was no one important. Accident, of course.
But who?
Me, actually, in the foot. I was quite glad. I hate shooting.
You must be the only one.
I am. Actually, I'm usually the only one in lots of things.
Well, Hector, how's about you show me around the place? We could go down to the lock and...
Ah, here you are. I'm Lady Ben Nevis. Call me Trixie. You must be Miss Royd.
Myrtle, please.
Myrtle. Oh, yes. Myrtle. Good name. My son Hector, keeping you entertained. This will be your first 12th, I expect. First of many, let's hope. Now then, why don't you show Myrtle round the place, Hector? You could start with a walk down to the lock.
I was just going to, Mother.
Well, into the outdoor clothes first, remember. See you later, Myrtle.
Bye for now, Lady Bet. Trixie.
Outdoor clothes. If it's not my father telling me what to do, it... I'm sorry, my mother's a bit of a stickler for things. She's really very nice, just a bit of a stickler.
So, Hector, are we going for a walk?
We are. Outdoor clothes, ha! But let's move it pretty briskly till we're out of sight.
Mr. Hector, sir.
Yes, Toker?
Her ladyship's asking for you in the main hall. The word... clothes was mentioned, sir.
Oh, hang it. Sorry, Myrtle. I'll catch you up when I can.
Maybe I should just set off by myself. There's no danger, is there?
Keep to the main paths, miss, and you should be safe enough. I wouldn't advise putting your head above the hedge. Gentlemen often have more enthusiasm than skill.
So my mother's told me.
I beg your pardon, miss.
Never mind, Toker. See you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye, miss.
Bad luck. Bad luck.
If I ever hit anything, it'll be good luck, nothing more.
Are you doing fine? It's your first day. You've the right spirit, that's what matters, hasn't he, Kilwilly?
Oh, he's not bad. Maybe a bit more spirit to help your aim.
Oh, this is the good life you have here. I'm a city man myself. Give me an office, a telephone, and I'm happy. To me, buying and selling's like breathing in and out. Keeps me alive. It's not the money, it's setting up deals, feeling the pulse of the market. Same here for you fellas, I guess. Not the shooting, but the open skies, the sun and wind in your face, the heather at your feet.
Now, you sound like a real Scotsman at heart.
Well, it's where I come from, according to Ben Nevis here. A few hundred years back, I grant you.
Well, you should get yourself a kilt, man.
Oh, sure. Can you see me turning up on Wall Street?
Shh, 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 shh. Hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Precisely. The guns have gone very quiet. Better see what's happening.
damn beaters are a lazy lot. They'll be sitting on their backsides passing round whiskey if I know them. Oi! You men!
Oh, wait. Here's Macduff's boy coming.
Sir! Lord Ben Nevis, sir.
Well, my boy, what's going on?
Sir, you're to come. There's no bird, sir. And my dad says it's not his fault, but you're to come, sir.
Come where?
But just over the hill, sir, you're safe.
My God. I warned them. Bloody Bolshevist troublemakers. Today of all days. Where's that new gamekeeper? This time they've gone too far.
Listen, Alan, if we're not showing ourselves for the moment, then I won't need to wear this. It's a relief. Worse than 1,000 midges. So pass me the glasses.
Just a minute. I want to see what the enemy looks like. Which one is he, James?
You can't miss Ben Nevis. He spends his whole life following a sporran around. Killed like a sail at half-mast.
Oh, got him. He's carrying a 12-board in each hand.
Don't try trapping him yet. Wait till he looks a bit tireder and has given one of the peasantry the honour of lugging his guns for him. Now that we've prepared the ground...
Shh! Someone's coming.
That can't be one of his crowd.
Keep your head down.
It's a girl.
What a girl.
Lady Ben Nevis. Lady Myrtle MacDonald of Ben Nevis. Hector's not so bad. I'm sure he could be molded into something. Lady Ben Nevis. That would be one in the eye for them back in New York!
We shouldn't have dug a hole.
Help! Help!
What a voice.
Help! Somebody help!
Are you all right? Hold on. We'll get you out. Come on, James. A hand each. Pull!
Thank you. I'm covered in bracken and... Yuck. Oh, thank you. Why would anyone put a hole there, for goodness sake?
It's a trap.
A trap for trapping things. I don't know. We don't know. We were just passing and...
And heard your cry for help. My name is Alan, by the way. Alan McMillan.
I'm James Buchanan.
Myrtle Royd.
A lovely name for a lovely girl. Just what I said when I first saw you in the trap.
Yes, the trap. What is it for trapping again?
Pikers! Keep off my land!
This way is mad! He's mad!
They are feuding!
Fascist! You see the fascist?
Watch out, they're coming this way.
Thinks he owns the land. Fascist!
Who's a fascist? What's going on?
Ben Nevis. Ooh. Gives fascism a bad name.
But Ben Nevis is a sweetie. We're staying at his castle and...
Now's our chance, James. We can grab him.
No, it's too public. I'd better keep myself well out of sight.
Come on this way, everyone! Yeah. This way, everyone!
Blue! Are you all right, Mr. Blue? Oh, well, don't just stand there, you Scottish man. Help, Mr. Blue! Help him!
Damn hikers! Stand back! Oh. You down there. Come out with your hands up.
Can't. I'm stuck.
Oh, pull him out, Kilwilly. No. The rest of you damn hikers, step back. One move and I'll shoot.
Oh, but if we step back, we'll have to move. And
get don't
we...
you are, you young woman. This is my property and my gun.
Fascist.
Dear, who the devil are you, sir?
I was out in a walk when this gentleman saved me. He was just passing. When I fell into that stupid hole, he came and rescued me.
Unhand me. I've never been treated in such a manner in my life. Shouted at, shot at, and buried alive. I shall report you, sir, to the local magistrate.
I am the local magistrate.
And I am Mr. Prue, president of MUSH, the Militant Union of Spiritualists and Ikers. My fellow spiritualists and fellow Ikers will not let this pass.
No!
We will stand firm.
Yes!
Get back! We will not be intimidated. Move forward! Back! Forward!
You're all under arrest. Kilwilly, Chester and you beaters, I'm making you into temporary sheriff's officers. Surround them!
I protest!
You like hiking? Then quick march! I've got just the place to hike you too.
You're all witnesses. I'm offering no resistance. I'm a pacifist under extreme provocation. I won't move a step. Now, take that gun out from my back, you beater, you. I shall write to the Home Secretary.
Mr. Chance. We'll get him tomorrow. Listen, Alan, I better get back to work. I'll stick the costume on near the castle. The things I do for the cause.
Bye.
What did your friend James mean by, we'll get him tomorrow?
Can you keep a secret?
Of course.
Well, you've seen and heard too much already, so you might as well know the rest. James and I are founder members of the SBA, the Scottish Brotherhood of Action, a society...
A secret society? Golly, can I join?
It's a Scottish Brotherhood of Action.
Plenty of brothers or sisters, that's no problem. What's your society about?
The SBA is about freedom and justice and Scottish independence.
It's about restoring our pride and our dignity so that the soul of the Scottish nation...
Yes, yes. What I meant was, what do you do?
Well, there are nearly 50 members. We meet and discuss the plight of our people. Living like lackeys to Westminster, we've lost our pride, our dignity and the soul
of
the Scottish...
Yes, you told me all that, but what do you do?
We're going to kidnap Ben Nevis.
Land sakes, but he's got nothing to do with Westminster, has he?
You saw him?
I saw him, all right. He's more Scottish looking than the two of you put together.
Making up the law to suit himself, telling people where they can walk and where they can't, arresting people he doesn't like. We're not going to harm him. Just talk with him. Show him the need to break asunder the shackles of the Union and forge a truly Scottish Parliament in spirit and in body.
Ben Nevis? It'll be a Parliament of one. You think he'd listen to you or to anybody?
Of course. Once we've explained about our lost pride and dignity...
Why don't we sit down here on the grass, Alan, and you can tell me all about it.
I'll be writing to the international icons of the world, to every branch of the Federation of Spiritualists in this world and the next.
In you go! You can give your address as CO of the Dungeons, Glenbogle Castle.
I say, Myrtle, hello. I've been looking all over for you.
Hello, Hector. Isn't it a pippin' of a day? Maybe we can go for a walk now down to Loch. I saw a boat. You can row, can't you?
Yes.
Being rowed about on a Scottish loch. Just the two of us?
But we'd miss afternoon tea. That's very important here. Very Scottish. Tea, scones, jam.
I'd love tea, yes. Let's have tea. You could ask Toka to set up a table by the loch.
Yes, well, I'm not sure.
Oh, you're a real sweetie, Hector. I better lose the rest of this bracken first and pick out the beetles. I'll be down shortly. Tea by the log. Yes, Lady Myrtle MacDonald of Ben Nevis will be at home for afternoon tea by the log of Glenbogle Castle.
What are we going to do, Mr. Pooh? It's dark, it's cold, and there's things.
Things, Miss Wilberforce?
Yes, scratching things and squealing things and... other things I just know are here. And, Mr. Pooh, if you'll excuse the indelicacy, there are no facilities.
Facilities, Miss Wilberforce?
Mr. Pooh, I wish you'd stop repeating everything. You're our leader. You're supposed to lead us. What are we going to do?
When I get out of here, I will go straight to...
I mean, what are we going to do now?
Well, someone's coming. But stand aside, Miss Wilberforce. I'll be as pacifist as I can.
Well, Chester, you've been here nearly a day now. Beginning to get a feel of the place? Old ancestral roots, eh?
Yeah, I suppose.
Now, I've been on the blower to a man in Inverness. Uh-huh. He'd be up all night stitching, but he'd be earning. And he said he could do you a special in time for the hunt ball tomorrow. Toker will measure you up. Do it in your favourite colour, eh?
Well.
Oh, you're in Scotland. Your own, your native land, as Sir Walter has it. A kilt in your family tartan will make you feel as if part of the country was wrapped around you.
Oh, I suppose
a
so.
A kilt one day, a castle the next.
It is kind of you,
oh,
but
kindness be damned, Chester. You're a businessman. It's a good investment for you. And if I can be of help, I'm sure you won't let that help go unnoticed.
An investment, you say?
Smart man, Chester. Listen. Some castles they can't give away here. Too big, but I know of one.
Yeah?
Not far from here. Suit you down to the ground. Not too big, not too small. And for a consideration, if I were to put in the right word for you at the right time...
I don't know.
Good land prices are set to go up. And the dollar being what it is, Chester, you could be Lord Knocknacolly this time next week.
Well, I could be a lord? Well, if that don't whisker the cat. I'll think about it.
You do that, Chester. What is that noise? It sounds like... My God, it is! It's more hikers! Right on my front lawn!
No, it's not more hikers, it's the same ones. There's the leader, Pooh. The one with the strawberry jam face.
Oi, you there!
Oh, they can't hear you.
They're prisoners of war! What damn fool let them out?
I did.
Hello there, Trixie.
You imbecile, Ben Nevis. Can't I let you out of my sight for a few hours, but you behave like... like an imbecile, playing schoolboy soldiers.
Trixie.
We'll be lucky if they don't sue us for every penny we've got. Assault, battery, arrest, kidnapping, imprisonment.
Trixie.
Not a word, Ben Nevis. You've done enough already. I sent Toker to release them. Then I apologized, explaining it was all a dreadful misunderstanding.
Trixie, my dear.
Now, I must apologize to our guest. What can you think of us, Mr. Roy? Please forgive us. My husband will have to leave you for a moment, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. He's coming with me to give his best wishes and a personal apology to Mr. Prue and his friends.
Trixie!
He's coming with me, Ben Nevis.
Well, the table looks very nice, Hector. Shall I pour? Oh,
Toker will be back any minute with all the doings.
I am rather thirsty.
Carry on, then.
This is the cat's pajamas, the lock and the tea table and a real Scottish laird.
Oh, not quite yet, Myrtle.
But you will be.
Oh, yes, all in good time.
All in good time, that's so traditional, Hector. Not like you're rushing and hurrying about back stateside.
Well, it's home, I suppose.
Yes, but knowing you're going to be here, to live here with your family, all in good time, as you say, how does it feel? The castle and the lock and...
The tea table and everything. Feels all right.
And the two of us, sitting here so peaceful and all.
Well, Myrtle, I...
Oh, don't mind me, Hector. I just get carried away with all the beautiful mountains. A picture postcard everywhere I look. I could give up America just like that.
Well, but why should you?
The magic of Scotland. And say, I've been meaning to ask you, have you heard of the SBA... You haven't? The Scottish Brotherhood of Action?
Sounds like bloody gnats.
Insects? No, they're people all right.
Scottish nationalists. Rotters to a man, damn bolshies. That's what Father says. He knows.
How does he know?
Well, he knows, don't you know? Hates them.
Oh.
Toker's taking his time with the rest of the tea things. Afterwards, if you like, we could get the old yacht out, have a quick skim round the loch and be back for dinner.
Hates them?
Oh, yes, he'd shoot them on sight. No one was looking, what?
Oh. Well, that was lovely tea. Thank you, Hector.
Righty-ho. The yacht it is, then.
Maybe tomorrow, Hector. It's just that there's something I must do. See you at dinner. Bye.
Bye.
They won't stop here, Ben Nevis! As you will find out soon enough!
What's the man talking about? Insolence. Bare-faced insolence. The next hiker I see will be going straight into the loch!
Ben Nevis?
Yeah, I mean he can go in for a swim.
Well, just be sure that is what you mean, Ben Nevis. Now, I must see to our guest's afternoon tea. Toker should be laying the table.
Swimming first, then drowning. Like duck shooting, only much more fun.
All right, Kilwilly, I'll bring him over first thing tomorrow. He's keen.
But once he sees it...
Let me do the talking. I've got him eating out of my hand already. And 5%'s mine the moment Knocknacolly's his. Agreed?
Yes, but I can't even give it away. God knows I've tried.
Well, work out what you want to ask for. Now, 5%, remember.
It'll be 5% of nothing.
Well, you just nail that front door back together and leave the rest to me. Oh, hello there, Chester. Just finalising the details about tomorrow's shoot. We'll have to drop in at Kilwilly's, if you don't mind. Pick up some new guns.
Fine. Say, Ben Nevis, what's that thumping noise? You got a ghost?
What?
That.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's nothing. Old houses are always creaking and...
And creaking back? Listen.
What?
You hear it? It's coming from underneath.
The dungeons! Ha! Damned hiker that was too damn stupid to find the door out. Well, let him stay a bit longer, I say. Character building for him.
And if your wife finds out?
Ah, good point, Chester. This calls for action. We'll send Toker down to let him out.
He can breathe down there, can't he?
Yes, he can breathe, all right. More's the pity. Pitch dark, though. He can hike around there all night if he wants. Won't see a thing. but I suppose we'll have to let him out.
Same as in the States. If you want something done, do it yourself.
It is definitely not the same thing. In the well-run British house, if you want something done, there's a man who's paid damn good wages to do it.
Ben Nevis, what on earth is that noise?
I'm dealing with it, my dear.
Well, that should keep us all amused until tea appears.
Just wait here, my dear. Come along, Chester. Back in a minute. We'd better get that hiker out damn quick or Trixie'll have my... You in there! Stop that row! Cheek of the man. Ruins my day shooting, then expects me to rescue him. You be quiet, then! Now, is there a key?
No, there's no key here.
Put yourself together, man! Last week's sniveler. Now, stand back! We're going to force the door down!
Alan!
Myrtle!
I've run all the way from the castle, and I've only got a few minutes. I just wanted to warn you. Forget kidnapping Ben Nevis. He hates nationalists even more than hikers. He'd arrest you on sight, or maybe do something even worse. You must go away.
Do you want me to go away?
I know I don't want you to get shot.
But, Myrtle...
I overheard Ben Nevis on the phone on my way out. We're going over to Knocknacolly Castle tomorrow morning before the shoot. He hopes Pot will buy it, some chance. But what matters is the coast will be clear for you to leave.
Is that what you want?
It doesn't matter what I want. I better be getting back. It's starting to rain.
Couldn't we sit together a little? My tent's over there. We could have a talk.
Is that your tent? It's cute, like a little lettuce. But no. No, I better not. I really better not. I must get back before it's too late. Goodbye, Alan.
Goodbye, Myrtle.
Knocknacolly Castle, eh?
Stand well, Mackinder! Here we come! Now, Chester, on the count of three, one, and swing back! Two, and swing back!
Dennis, what do you think you're doing?
The dungeon door has been locked by your hikers. The key has been removed by your hikers.
Stuff and nonsense, Ben Nevis. They aren't my hikers. I didn't bring them to the castle. You did. Is there someone in there? So there is someone in there. Who?
Hiker.
But they were all let out. Did you lock another one in?
No.
Did he lock himself in?
No.
There's a perfectly serviceable trap door in the staff kitchen. Run a ladder down and he can climb out. Give him a full apology, some money or whatever's needed to make sure he'll tell no one about it. Oh, you imbecile! I'm sorry you've been dragged into another of my husband's enthusiasms, Mr. Royd. Dinner will be at 7:30, if you'd care to freshen up a little. You can put your bench down now, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Lady Ben Nevis.
I expect you shortly, Ben Nevis.
Battering ram would have been fun.
Ah, here's a trap door. You down there, we'll have you out in a minute. A dreadful misunderstanding, terribly sorry. Just come over to the light and you'll find a ladder. I'm sure a man like you will have a good sense of humour. See the funny side, what? I mean, naturally, a loss of wages and laundry and such like, and I'll... My God! Toker! But God, man! What on earth are you doing down there? It's way past tea time. The ladyship's furious. I'm furious!
I'm sorry, sir. It was really not my fault. It was the hiking gentlemen. But I let them out as her ladyship requested. They overpowered me, locked me in, and left.
Damned hikers! Locking up my own butler and stealing a key! This is war!
If you give it another couple of thumbs, James.
Right, so...
Ah, good.
No hiking, no camping by order of Ben Nevis, Laird of Glenbogle.
You, of all people, putting up a sign like that. Still, it comes with the job, I suppose. Mm. But I'll need this for a couple of hours or so. You better stay out of sight till I get back. See you soon.
Won't Kill Willie want to be away shooting already? A bit rough his having to wait in for us.
I assure you, he'll be very pleased.
A kill, a castle, a pop. Have you told Mom what you're doing?
If I want to look at a castle, I will. We're going deer stalking this afternoon, Ben Nevis.
Unless we find some hikers first.
Does Mom know?
Does she know what, honey bun? You gonna come stalking too?
The kilt, the castle, does Mom know?
Not exactly. I don't need to tell anyone anything.
Meaning
the kilt, yeah. Oh, okay, it's a surprise. But I'm the Joe that's wearing it, so it's my surprise.
And the castle?
That's business. We might even end up as Lord and Lady Knocknacolly. Another surprise, eh?
I like kilts and castles. But Mom will kill you.
What's up, Macduff?
There's a car over there, my lord. Looks like he's run out of petrol.
Well done, Macduff. Better pull in.
What's that kind of you to stop? I seem to have a bit of trouble.
Haven't we met before? Vaguely familiar looking, but the beard. Anyway, do please climb aboard.
Well, it's kind of you to give me a lift. I'm Hamish MacTaggart.
architect from Aberdeen on the way to Dingwall, but I'm in no hurry. Good excuse to wangle a full day out of the office.
Not at all, young man. We must help our fellow motorists in this modern age. I'm MacDonald of Ben Nevis, and these are my guests on holiday from America, Mr. Chester Royd.
Pleased to meet you.
And his daughter, Myrtle.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, pleasure's all mine.
Look, Hamish, you don't mind me calling you Hamish?
Oh, not at all, Chester.
Well, here's the pitch, Hamish. It seems that my friend Ben Nevis here is keen that I give a castle the once over. If you fancy coming along for the ride, you're welcome. You could maybe point out a few things.
Good idea, Pa.
You can't just impose like that, Chester. I'm sure Mr. McTaggart's a very busy man. He'll have his own clients.
On the contrary, Lord Ben Nevis, I would be delighted.
Fooling Bob 275. And Bob 276.
Good morning, Mr. Pooh.
277. Good morning, Miss 278. Wilberforce.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Fooh and Bob, not in the least. 279. That which gladdens the eye, Miss Wilberforce, gladdens the heart.
Oh, Mr. Pooh.
281. 282. Take a seat on the grass till I've bobbed to 300.
Oh, right, I. Oh. 300, Mr. Pooh. No wonder you're so fit-looking.
284. 285. Pooh.
I thought you were very brave yesterday, Mr. Pooh.
287. Pooh. Yes, difficult situation. But the boys and girls came up trumps. True Icus to a man and woman.
Thank you. But some of the girls were wondering...
290 up, Pooh. Like to join me to bob the last 10, Miss Wilberforce.
Angela, please.
The last 10 bobs then, Angela. Together.
Oh, yes, Mr. Pooh.
All right. Legs stretched, arms bent, chest filled.
Like this?
Yes, Angela. Just like that. Now... 291, Pooh and Bob. 292. The girls, you were saying?
Yes, the girls were wondering if it might not be better to leave today after all that has happened.
Keep that chest pushed out, Angela. That's it. 295. Do you want to leave?
Oh, I think you are our leader, so you should leave.
297. 298. Ben Nevis is a decadent, a bearded fossil hiding behind his kilt and his Laird of Glenbogle signs. 300. Oh, well done, Angela. We must bob up and down together every morning from now on. Yes, I am the president of Mush. I will lead us. No. We must not leave. We shall burn every no camping sign we see. We shall lay siege to the castle. And we shall lock Ben Nevis and the rest of his clan in their own dungeons and throw away the key.
Oh, Mr. Pooh.
Fancy another dozen bobs to get us in fighting trim, Angela.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, Chester, there it is. Knocknacolly Castle, ancient seat of the Lord Knocknacolly.
Hey, Pop, wow. Turrets, a tower at each corner, pillars, couple of stone lines. There'll be dungeons too, I bet.
That looks all dungeon to me. What a heap.
I'll just go and let Kilwilly know here.
It is a castle, isn't it, Hamish? A real castle?
That's what it looks like.
And you're the expert, of course. Look, Pop, there's even a clock, see? Over by the stables, that's where we'll keep the horses.
And I know what stables are, Myrtle. Your mother hates horses. She hates the countryside, and she'll hate this castle. Okay, so we're here, we'll look at it, and then we'll leave.
Before we join the others, Miss Royd, could I have a word with you, please?
Darn it, Pop, don't be so... A quick word? Sure, fire away.
It's me.
Me? Who's me? Alan?
Shh, keep your voice down.
Alan, what are you doing here? Why the whiskers and Hamish McTaggart?
I had to come, you understand? I had to, after yesterday.
You're here to kidnap Ben Nevis? My God! I told you we'd be here so you could get away without getting shot. You snake!
No, Myrtle, no.
Low down, crawling, winding yourself around everyone and... Well, not
Myrtle.
Me. You hear that, snake ears? No, sir.
Myrtle, maybe I better go.
Yeah. Maybe you better head. Goodbye. Wait for me, Pop!
So what's our bottom price, Kilwilly?
We could ask 9,000, but I'll settle for 5 and think myself lucky.
Oh, no, you won't. We'll talk tradition, talk about its historic past.
Prehistoric, more like.
Big man. We'll ask 20,000 and then settle for 15. It's my 5%, so let me do the talking. They come.
Kind of small for a swimming pool, wasn't it?
It's a fish pond, Pop.
Morning, Miss Royd. Morning, Chester.
Good morning.
Nice of you to drop by. If you care to have a look round the castle, not that there's much to see.
Still, you're welcome. Very welcome.
Say, Myrtle, go and get Hamish. Hey, I'm sure he'd like to see the place as well.
But, Pop...
I'll wait here.
Okay, I'll go and find him.
Upkeep's the real problem, of course, and as for the roof...
It's got a roof, hasn't it?
Here and there.
Yeah, what Till Willie means is a few men, some buckets of pitch, a handful of slates, and it'll be as good as new, eh?
Well,
of course he does. They built the walls thick in the old days. Good,
well,
solid...
The cracks are old enough. You can get your fist through some of them. See, that over by the morning room window, well, that one happened...
During the 45, the castle was besieged. Picture it, Chester. Cannons being fired at the walls... And cannons returning fire. Jacobites swarming the battlements. Bonnie Prince Charlie coming to seek refuge.
Bonnie Prince Charlie stayed in this castle?
I fought for his life in a sword duel in the main hall, which we'll go in and see now. Won't we, Till Willie? Chester's seen enough of the outside, haven't you?
Yes, I saw a fish pond.
Now, it's one of the family jokes that in summer the pond's at the bottom of the garden, and in winter the garden's at
indoors,
the bottom...
Indoors, Till Willie! Chester is impatient to see Bonnie Prince Charlie's sword...
Huh?
No, the one hanging above the fireplace.
I'm waiting for Hamish. He should be in on this.
That bearded fellow. Now, you don't need him. Much better off without.
Well, I don't know. I feel just that bit sure.
You see the way he's not talked with Till Willie yet? How the two of them are always avoiding each other. My guess is he's Till Willie's man.
A plan?
Yes, I believe that's the term. His job's to tell you how good the place is and to get the price up. Probably doesn't know a damn thing about buildings or castles or anything.
Yes, could be, could be. Just the same. Hamish!
If Pop thinks I'm bringing that snake into the castle with me, he's wrong. I'll just wait here a couple of minutes and then...
Myrtle! Hey, Myrtle!
I thought you said you were leaving, Mr. McTaggart.
It was kind of you not to give me away.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Go away, Mr. McTaggart, and take the face fungus with you.
But I want to be near...
Near Ben Nevis so you can kidnap him? You and your stupid SBA, like little boys, the lot of you, shooting and kidnapping and locking people in dungeons?
Steady on, I've not done anything.
Not yet, but once they know who you are, Ben Nevis will certainly...
Who are you worried for? Ben Nevis or me?
Ben Nevis, of course. After all, he's going to be my father-in-law.
Is he?
Of course. Hector and I will get married. He loves me.
And you love him?
Of course. Of course I do. Yes.
Well, if that's the case, I might as well take this off. Ow! And disappear. Give my apologies to your father. I'm sure he'll manage better without my architectural advice.
But Alan...
Goodbye, Myrtle. I hope you'll be very happy as Lady Ben Nevis.
Alan!
Say, Myrtle, where's Hamish? We're going inside now.
He had to go. He remembered a business meeting.
You feeling okay, Honeybone?
Yes. Just something in my eye.
A-hiking we will go, a-hiking we will go. We'll wander far, we'll wander free. No city streets for you and me. The open roads where we belong.
Stop!
What does that sign say, Angela?
No hiking, no camping, by order of Ben Nevis, Laird of Glenbogle, Mr. Pooh.
So, fellow hikers and fellow campers, what do we do?
Break it and burn it!
I can't hear you!
Break it and burn it!
Very well. Your turn this time, Angela.
Oh, yes, Mr. Pooh.
Take a deep breath. Chest out. And... Oh, you've a lovely body swing, Angela.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Pooh.
No, thank you, Angela. Now, let's get our matches out.
That Kill Willie, what a salesman. 20,000, they're not even 10. I bet he'd settle for 5.
But just to the historical...
Yeah, history's one thing, but spondulics are another. If I offered 6, he'd bite my hand off.
Pop.
My guess is he couldn't give the place away. 6,000 to buy it and 60,000 to keep it standing. Am I right, Ben Nevis?
It needs some attention, yes.
You said it.
Stop down! Jeez, Ben Nevis, all I meant...
Stop the car, McDuff!
Look at that. Bolsheviks!
I can't see any.
They've been here. See their handiwork? One of my signs. One of my signs!
I don't see any of your signs.
That's because they're not there.
Eh?
They've used it for one of their beastly fires. See? Right then. War it is! Drive on, Macduff! This time they've gone too far. But you've not decided to become a laird yet, Chester. There's going to be some action, real action. And lairds stick together. It's a matter of honor and it's a matter of heritage.
Yeah, hold the horses, Macduff! Holy Moses! Look over there, Ben Nevis. Boys up, boy, if that ain't the buffalo's hoof.
Well spotted, Chester!
A trophy of war! Go and capture it, a dove.
A hiking we will go.
Ah, what a glorious feeling. The blue sky, the birds singing, the sun shining, the open moorland, a country road.
Car coming, Mr. Blue.
This is the King's Highway, Angela. We shall march four abreast. We have every right to walk here.
The car's still coming, Mr. Blue.
Stand firm, everyone.
Mr. Blue, jump!
That was Ben Nevis. If we hadn't deployed ourselves into this ditch, we would have been killed. And did you see what he was brandishing at us?
It looked like a pair of green trousers.
Oh, no, Angela. Not trousers. Something much closer to the hiker's heart.
A green vest?
We've burnt the arrogance of his wooden signs into ashes. We've trampled the petty restrictions of his fences into the dirt. Yeah. But now he has chosen to mock the hiker's spiritual home. Oh. It is time to strike at the enemy's heart. Yeah. And strike deep! Yeah.
That chinless streak of a willy wet legs. How could she? Lady Metal. That's all she wants is a title. She's welcome. The Scottish Brotherhood of Action will not waste any more valuable time here. There's serious work to be done. For when the soul of Scotland... Where's my tent gone? Somebody stole my tent. Here's a peg. Here's another peg. And that's all that's left. Two pegs... James, where are you?
There was nothing I could do, Alan. Nothing. Ben Nevis came, saw it, and took it. Thought it belonged to the hikers. I had to stay out of sight.
Ben Nevis, eh? Well, you'd better have the beard back. A waste of time that was. Mm. Ben Nevis takes my tent and is flying the ointment. Son Hector takes my girl.
Come on, Alan. The SBA will revenge you.
It might, but not me. I'm all out of revenge as far as this part of the country's concerned. How could she marry Headless Chicken Hector just to get herself called Lady Muttle?
Didn't you tell her about your...
I most certainly did not.
Let's give it one more day.
And where do I sleep tonight, eh? Not that I will sleep.
For God's sake, Alan. A compromise. We'll keep at it till this evening, eh? We might be lucky. Now I've got this back. Things might still turn our way. Stay close. But be ready to disappear if we meet anyone.
I suppose so. How could she?
Well, Trixie, what do you think? Hmm? Maybe I should nail it to the front door like a skin, warning to all hikers, or fly it from the clock tower, and then get the message loud and clear.
A tent?
It's a trophy of war.
Say, what do you folks think of this? It's just arrived. Ain't it something?
Yes, sir, old boy. Striking. Yes, that's the word. Striking.
Most striking. Unusual. Bold. I've never...
Nor have I.
Seen quite such a...
Come the ball tonight, I'll knock him dead. Yeah, I'm going for a quick stroll about the lawn to get the feel of it before lunch.
You can't let him wear that. Look at him, Ben Nevis, striding about out there like a lollipop on stilts. And as for that skin, as you call it...
War trophy.
That tent you stole, you ought to give it back.
Never.
And apologize.
Never.
If that tent is not returned, Ben Nevis, I shall cancel the hunt ball tonight.
But you can't.
Can't I? You have until we meet for afternoon tea, Ben Nevis.
But she can't cancel it. Half the county's due here this evening. Damned hikers. I'll cook them in their billy cans. I'll pin them out with their tent pegs and let the midges get them. And the rain, and the hail, and the snow. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Apologize to them. Me, Ben Nevis, Laird of Glenbow, will apologize to that vermin. But wait a minute. So long as the tent's returned, that's the main thing. I was telling Chester about lairds sticking together. Well, if he's thinking of becoming a laird, here's his chance to get sticking. Chester! Chester! Where's the man got to? Hardly think he'd get lost looking like that. Chester! Dot!
poker.
A letter has arrived, sir.
But the post was hours ago. Special delivery.
You could say that, sir. It came via the dining room window.
Why didn't the postman use the front door as per normal?
There was no postman, sir. And I regret to say the window was firmly closed. It came by stone. I have done my best to pick out the pieces of broken glass.
By stone? Let me see. By God. I don't believe it.
Turn, 1, 2, 3, dip. 1, 2, 3, turn, 1, 2...
Oh, what the... Oh, Hector, hello.
Sorry, Myrtle, didn't see you there. Just practicing for the old shindig tonight. You'll be coming, won't you?
Shindig?
The hunt ball. The county's great and good will be rallying round to shake a leg. And because you're here, you'll be coming. I mean, won't you?
I'll be at the party tonight, yes.
Good, good.
Well, I better be pushing along, unless there's...
Of course, sorry. I say, why are you carrying those green trousers?
It's a tent, Hector.
A tent? You're not going away, are you? You said you were coming tonight.
I'm sorry, Hector. I'm in a hurry. Your father's in a bit of a state and has asked me to take this tent back to the hikers as soon as possible. I'll see you at the ball. Save a dance for me, eh?
But Myrtle, that... Damn my father, and he's always asking people to do things. Always telling people. Telling me I have to marry her. Well, it's time he knew I've got feelings. Real feelings.
Then, after the coffee is served, Toker, the other guests will be arriving around 9.
Very good, madam. I'll put the champagne on ice before dinner. The musicians...
I heard him! I think they're so clever, do they?
Heard who?
Bossy riffraff. Hear him? Listen. Fainter in here.
Have you returned that tent, Ben Nevis?
Yes. That's all taken care of. Now, this is much more important. Now, my dear, you just step to one side.
So you have returned the tent and apologized.
Tucker, open that trapdoor. Don't worry, Chester, old boy. Tucker will be down for you in a second. On you go, Tucker. You'll need a torch, remember.
If you don't mind, sir, I'd rather not. I was locked in there yesterday for some considerable time.
Excellent. Then you'll know the way.
They should be releasing their American friend around now, Angela. Ben Nevis will be congratulating himself, but not for long.
Stage 2, boys and girls.
Oh, look, Mr. Pooh. What? There's someone coming out of the castle. She's carrying a tent. Oh, and there's a chinless wonder falling over his feet to catch her up. He's no hiker, that man. Do we get them through?
Of course. Right, out of sight, everyone.
I say, Myrtle, hang on a jiff, eh? I had to change out of my slippers. Hang on.
Right, boys and girls. Stage 2. Tent pegs?
Tent pegs.
Guy ropes?
Guy ropes.
Axes?
Axes.
Okay, everyone, stand easy, but stay alert. Now, Ben Nevis, if you're half the feudal halfwit I think you are.
You all right, Chester?
Yeah, sure thing. I'll take more than a half dozen hikers to put the fright on me.
How dreadful for you, Mr. Royd. And on our own front lawn, please accept our apologies. I know no words.
Well, I know quite a few.
Yes, they came at me in a rush. I fought them. 2, then 3. Okay, but then 6, then 10 to 1.
And the cobwebs, Mr. Royd, all over your new kilt. You must let Toka brush you down.
My kilt, yes. Thought that was a laugh and a half they did. That guy Prue, well, huh? He'll soon be laughing on the other side of his face. From now on, just call me Lord Knocknacolly.
Good man, Chester. So you're going to buy Kilwilly's castle?
I sure am, and the feuding starts now.
What price?
I'm feeling generous. 6,000.
Oh.
By the way, the hikers, they gave me a letter for you.
Yeah, Toker, read it. Out loud, man.
Well done, Ben Nevis. You have managed to let your friend out of the dungeon. That was just to show you we mean business. If you fail to grant us the requested access to hike on your land, as per our previous communication, we will deny all visitors access to your castle from this evening onwards. An emissary will contact you at 6 p.m. for your response. Signed, Mr. Sidney Prue, President of Bash.
The Hunt Ball! My God! Glen Bogle Castle's besieged!
What's the good of wandering about here, James? I've had it. I'm off. SBA or no SBA. Feudal fossils like Ben Nevis, femme fatale like Myrtle. Who needs them?
You do, Alan, by the sound of things.
What? A woman like that?
Myrtle!
Shh! Hide! Someone's coming.
Myrtle, where are you going?
Like I said, I'm giving this back to its owner.
But why?
Ben Nevis asked me to, remember?
But why?
Your mother told him to.
Ah, righto.
Does Ben Nevis do everything his wife tells him to?
Oh, yes.
And if you got married...
Yes?
Would you do everything your wife told you to?
Well, I... hold on, my lace is undone. What was that?
Afternoon, Daisy.
Good afternoon. I say, was that you? I heard a kind of snarling just now.
Anya.
Beg your pardon?
Anya, the dog. Come here, girl.
Oh.
Well, Hector, we better get moving along. Nice to meet you and your dog.
Know your name moving anywhere. Anya, wait and watch them.
Look here, my man. I am Hector MacDonald, son of Ben Nevis, the owner of this land.
Oh, maybe you are and maybe you're nae. Is your knee moving? My first week in the job, I says. I was dealt to apprehend hikers.
My God, man, we're not hikers.
That'll only be a tent the lassie's carrying then.
Yes, it is.
Right then. I'll find out who you are and I'll be back. Anya, strangers, guard them.
Doesn't she like strangers?
She doesn't like anybody.
Well, Hector, what are we going to do?
I say, Myrtle, will you marry me?
Are you prepared to go forth into battle, my lord Knocknacolly?
Toker, give my kilt a sponge and press. So I'm ready. Let's go.
A-hiking we will go. A-hiking we will go.
Hikers! This is Ben Nevis. Will your leader come forward and identify himself?
That's you, Mr.
Peru. I know, Angela. I heard him. It might be a trap. Tell everyone to get into position.
Here I am, the president of Mush, Sidney Peru.
Good luck, Sidney. Oh, come back safely, won't you?
Angela, I will return with honour. Or not at all.
Oh, Sidney, I will wait for you.
Tell everyone to watch for me signal. If I lift my hiking hat into the air 3 times, they know what to do.
Sort of squashed fly-looking character, ain't he?
I'd be a lot more squashed-looking by the time I finish with him. Mr. Prue, I believe.
The same? And you are Lord Ben Nevis?
You ruined our shooting, camped on our land, built fires, took Mr. Royd prisoner and locked him in the dungeon.
Well, we ourselves have been locked up. Simple tit-for-tat, nothing more. Now, we have no intention of ruining your blood sports or of spoiling your land. We love the land, we love freedom.
Do I come and camp in your front garden?
No, but then you have nearly half the county all to yourself.
So and this isn't getting anyone anywhere. The position's simple, bud. This here's private property, so scram.
Not a particularly helpful tone, Mr. Roy.
In this part of the country, Mr. Prue, we have an honourable way of settling disputes. Single-hand combat between chiefs.
I'm a pacifist.
Come again.
It's against my spiritual nature to offer violence to any man.
What do you mean you won't fight for what you believe in, sir?
I decline.
Sure, if I was to slug you one right now.
Chester!
Come on, Ben Nevis, a good toot on the snoot'll short everything.
Why don't you conserve your energies for defending your kilt, Mr. Royd? It's not everyone can wear that shade of orange and expect to live long.
Let me at him, Ben Nevis.
Well, gentlemen, come to an agreement yet?
We're just in the middle of negotiations, Tixie.
He's joshing me about my kilt.
Well, Mr. Royd, he evidently has taste. So, Mr. Prue, what proposals have you to offer? Oh, and kindly remove your hat now that I'm here.
But if I...
thank you. This is not a public house, Mr. Prue. Your proposals.
What we want.
Want doesn't get.
Oh, Chester, keep silent or go back to the castle. Carry on, Mr. Prue.
Whenever I move, it moves. Oh, I don't like dogs.
Oh, stop bleeding, Hector.
So, what seems to be the trouble?
Alan! Oh, Alan!
Who are you? I'm the man who's going to save you. Pass me my tent, if you please. How kind of you to return it, Myrtle. Now, consider the situation. You probably see this as a very big, savage dog. Olé! I, on the other hand, simply view this as a very, very small baby bull. Olé!
Bravo, Alan! Bravo!
Another couple of passes. Olé! Olé! And perfect.
It's all tangled up. Well done!
Now, Myrtle, we run for it. Just wait for me. Wait for me.
Well, that's that. Agreed, then. You can camp on Glen Bristlemoor, access by the track that goes behind Glen Bogle Hill. You will not disturb the pheasants or deer. Before leaving, you will replace the turf on the site of your campfire.
Sounds fair enough. We agree.
Yeah, but Trixie...
Agreed, Ben Nevis.
Oh, what's the use? Yes.
A very fair decision. And as for the ball and the very kind invitation you mentioned, Lady Ben Nevis...
As guest to the hunt ball, you will hardly continue to lay siege to it.
Of course not.
Naturally, I would not like to embarrass you. As it is a black tie affair, you and your fellow hikers will be more comfortably accommodated over by the edge of the lawn. Oh. You'll be able to hear the music, and a toker will bring you refreshments. And from time to time, we can wave to each other through the windows.
Oh, I was hoping...
Here's your hat, and goodbye for the present.
Oh, until later, then.
Inviting those bolshes to our hunt board must be mad, Trixie.
Oh, no, Ben Nevis. They will be outdoors, remember? Oh. And it's bound to rain. Ah. It always rains on the evening of the hunt ball.
Glen Bristle's a midge-ridden spot at the best of times, and if it does rain... Still, maybe Prue does have a point. I do own nearly half the county. I'll take a drive up tomorrow, and if they're still there, then they deserve something better. See what I can do, so long as they're kept out of sight.
Oh, you're a true laird at heart, Ben Nevis. Well said.
Yeah, we lairds stuck together, Ben Nevis, didn't we?
As you would say, Chester, we sure did. Victory dram in the drawing room, eh?
Look, young lady, my name is Kilwhilly, Laird of Knocknacolly, and I demand to be let through. I am a guest at Lady Ben Nevis's hunt ball.
No one passes here unless Mr. Prue says so.
How dare you speak to me in that tone?
Angela, victory is ours. A dictated
term. You're Prue, aren't you? The little hiking tyke who's been infesting our countryside. Well, I'm the Laird of Knocknacolly.
You're an imposter. I've just been speaking with his lairdship, an extremely unpleasant man in an extremely unpleasant kilt.
An orange kilt?
Yes.
American?
Very.
Wonderful. Oh, happy, happy day. Yes, Mr. Prue, I am an imposter. A complete and utter imposter. Yes, yes, yes. Look, the collie's no longer mine. Oh, thank you, Mr. Prue. Thank you.
Pop!
Myrtle, where have you been, honeybun?
Being saved by a knight in shining armor, or rather, a bullfighter with a green cape.
Say again?
Perhaps I should explain, sir, with a question. What would you say if I were to ask for the hand of your daughter in marriage?
Have you had a shave since this morning? Oh, it's Hamish McTaggart, the architect, isn't it?
Not exactly.
He's Alan McMillan.
Not exactly. My full name is Alan McMillan of McMillan, Laird of Boglekenny.
What? You're a laird, too?
Yes, and you will be Lady McMillan of Boglekenny. Oh, and by the way, we have a modest castle near Dingwall.
Oh, Alan.
Mr. Royd, in the midst of all the excitement today, I'm afraid I neglected to tell you that...
Come on, Toker, spit it out, man.
Mrs. Royd telephoned while you were at Knocknacolly. She'll be arriving this evening, sir. In time for the ball.
Jeez, what am I going to say? What am I going to do?
Alan, just a moment.
Oh, it's that mad gamekeeper again, the one with the mad dog.
Not at all, it's Chester Savior.
Say again?
There's only one way to save you, Chester. Step closer, mad gamekeeper.
It's James. What in the name of...
I was undercover.
And it's time for you to go undercover, Chester. Chin out, man, and try this for size. Perfect. Your wife will never recognize you now.
In The Monarch of the Glen, Ben Nevis was played by Crawford Logan, with Mary Gillespie as Myrtle, Andrew Conlon as Alan, John Shedden as Chester, Douglas Russell as James, Stephen McNichol as Mr. Prue, Joanna Tope as Lady Ben Nevis and Angela, Michael Percival Maxwell as Hector, and Simon Tate as Toker and Kilwhilly.
All going to the hunt ball together. What about poor Hector?
Oh, don't worry about him.
I'm sure he'll find someone.
Nice doggy. Nice doggy. Nice doggy.
The Monarch of the Glen was freely dramatized by Ron Butlin from the novel by Compton Mackenzie and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Patrick Rayner.